up player, you know, like one of these guys from the random name generator that just seems like he's a total, he seems like a Cardinals prospect.
Oh, absolutely.
Quite honestly.
Absolutely.
But he's a made up guy and he's really good at all the Ned Yost stuff. He's a great player, but come on.
And he'll get traded to the Rays at some point in the next month and a half, and then they'll have nothing. It'll just be that. It'll be Alberto Mondesi, and that's it.
They got their World Series. Good for them. But yeah. I'm looking forward to the White Sox beating up on them for a long, long time.
It's enjoyable.
Are you a believer that the Cubs now will be able to end their home road differential, or is this yet another tall climb for them?
I don't know. They picked the wrong place to go try and do that this week.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did.
Right?
Like, two places.
You know, that's not really a place where you want to start off. I will say that there's some interesting stuff that's happening when you consider that Schwarber is your leadoff guy. Yeah, the experiment is finally worked, and he has been terrific for the last 10 days or so. So, you know, he's got a 7-game streak. Moncada's got a 10-game streak.
Yes.
Watching that guy hit.
I'd mentioned it before. There was at least one person in this town that was buying available Moncada stock before this year during spring training. I always said how excited I was to see what that guy was going to do, given an opportunity to prepare himself mentally, to learn from all the time he had. There's a critical mass now. Is OPS 900?
OPS Moncada? 856.
Yeah, okay.
This season, OPS plus 128, and I would guess, I'm not looking at it right now, but a WRC plus probably something like 119, 120.
And I think Anderson's like 845 because, you know, doesn't walk.
No.
But he's still hitting. You're 64 games in, and Tim Anderson is still hitting. And if he can continue to slug his OPS up towards 850, 900, I'm good with it.
And even the Moncada slumps, like he has gotten himself into a 5 or 6 game stretch twice this year where there's a lot of strikeouts, some non-competitive swings, that kind of thing. It looks like, you know, with his patient approach, he gets himself, I'm just saying how it looks like. It looks like he gets himself out of those slumps.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an important thing for a hitter to understand he can do. That is a crucial next step to figuring out how to succeed in this league.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. And this weekend has been fun. By the way, went and saw Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
It's not good, Connor.
I don't think
here's the thing, though.
It's only the most iconic comic book run, maybe of all time. Top five for sure, and they did what to it?
They trashed it, and they trashed it partly because they were going to use the from what I read, they were going to use the same, shapeshifters?
Oh, God.
They were going to go Kree and Skrull, but then Captain Marvel beat them to it. And then they had to switch it.
Do you understand?
And it's terrible.
They had to switch villains?
It is a criminal.
At the last second?
They had to go and reshoot stuff.
It's so bad. It is a criminal miscarriage of film.
Because it's not in the MCU.
Oh. Yeah, Sony's got their stuff. They're Fox and
Sony. Now that's over with. Now they're going to move over to it.
Yeah. So the Skrulls couldn't be double purpose? They couldn't double dip
on
the Skrulls?
No. Because you already retconned their history.
It is a criminal miscarriage.
And it takes place in 1992. So you can't. You've already kind of explained away that these aren't evil people, and it's just,
so what do you go to? Is like who comes off the villain bench at that point? It's like
the
Steve,
bride, right?
the annoying guy at the office.
Yeah. But that's who they went to, and it was hysterical. The performances are worth you paying for a matinee down the road.
That's the thing, man. Those movies have McAvoy, Fassbender, and Jennifer Lawrence, and they got one movie out of that whole crew.
And I gotta tell you, Sophie Turner was incredible.
She all right?
She was incredible.
I had my doubts, but
as Phoenix, like, okay. She really was.
All right.
Played the role in a very conflicted way, but it is not. It is
probably you'll see it.
It is not good, gentlemen. Thank you very much for your contribution to the Score lineup. We are Sports Radio 670, The Score, WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. And the top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, the Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves. They couldn't bring it home, but they did want to thank you, the loyal fans, for making the 25th anniversary so special. Thank you, and see you out in October at the Allstate, and it's a good time, I promise you that. This hour is being brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
But I think that it's dope that David Ross is still so well connected in the league that guys, that the front office respects his opinion and guys around the league also respect him. So when you have an ex-teammate, what a better way than to dispatch Ross to go and try and convince Kimbrel that the Cubs are a better place for him to sign than Tampa Bay. And I think that he's 100% right.
Make me a bicycle clown!
So I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We are in the new studios. So people can, Dom, people can see us on watch670thescore.com, right? Maybe a little bit. Well, good luck. And maybe on the Facebook page. But we had to move. We are in our temporary home. So here's the deal. We have our regular air studios. They're being redone. And it's going to look beautiful, but they're not done yet. So we had to move to a different location. So what we're in is we're in our kitchen studio, which is pretty awesome. I'm not going to be making anything. I promise you that. Well, actually, I don't promise you that. Maybe I might at some point make you something. But we're going to be in here for a little while, and it's going to take a little bit of getting used to. Today is the first day. So wait, let me try this out before we get to the rundown. Tony, Campy, can you guys hear me? And are you going to be still a part of this show?
What?
Okay, so the answer is no. On both fronts. Great. They're both fired. No, but they are going to be a part of the show. You're going to hear from those guys throughout the day. On the show today, Anthony Heron is going to join me at 12:25 or around there. I can't wait to talk to him. He was at Bears 100 this weekend out in Rosemont. It looked like it was quite the party. I'm going to talk with him about that and football stuff and probably comic book movie stuff. Brian Baldinger is going to join me. He's going to join me at 1 o'clock. I want to talk something specific with him about run pass options, which we will get to before the show is done. He will join me at one. But we start the show, as we start all things, with the rundown.
Run them down.
The rundown.
The rundown is a collection of stories that we are going to be following throughout the show. This is your rundown for Monday, June 10th. The first story in the rundown has to do with the shooting of David Ortiz. If you didn't here last night, David Ortiz was shot in the back in his home near his home in the Dominican Republic. He was out on the town. He had surgery last night. They removed part of his intestines, part of his colon, part of his gallbladder. According to his media assistant, he's in stable condition but still in intensive care for another 24 hours. It looks like he's out of danger but still needs to be monitored. Some of the backstory, and we don't have the full story, but some of the backstory is he was ambushed by a man who jumped off a motorcycle and shot him in the back at point blank range. The patrons there found the guy, beat the man up. That man has been arrested. Ortiz reportedly told the surgeon, this is heartbreaking, quote, please don't let me die. I'm a good man, close quote. The Red Sox offered to send a hospital plane to go get Poppy and bring him to the United States. And everyone is kind of standing by to see what they can do to help. Pedro Martinez sent some nice words out about Poppy via Twitter. So did Tom Brady. It looks like David Ortiz is going to be all right, but he's definitely someone that is going to go through a rough time. I've never been shot, but I have had my intestines and my colon, part of my colon, removed. And the recovery from that is not easy. And if you're dealing with a gunshot wound, too, it's difficult. But luckily, he is still alive. And as we know more, we will share more about that story. On to the NBA. Game 5. You got Kevin Durant. He's going to have to be out there, right? Isn't he going to have to find his way to the floor? He did practice, and Steve Kerr says this.
Is Kevin any closer to being able to play tomorrow?
He's going to practice with us today, and he'll get some
extra work in with some of our younger players, and we'll gauge it from there.
Are you more hopeful than you have been the last couple days?
Yeah, because he hasn't done what he's going to do today. He hasn't done. So he's doing more today, and then we'll know more after that.
Shout out to my old intern, Nick Friedel, for asking the questions, those great pipes of his. So we'll see, but I would be shocked if KD doesn't find his way to the floor in tonight's game. Let's move on to baseball. No, let's not do that. Why did I do that? I want to talk about the NHL for a second before we get to the White Sox and Cubs. Hey, St. Louis. Gloria didn't play because now there's a game 7.
Clifton with one last shot, snagged by Bennington, and the Bruins have forced a game 7 by a score of 5-1.
So, the Bruins did work. The Blues were a little sloppy, a couple of dumb penalties, and the Bruins win 5-1 to force a game 7. And this is how it's written on my sheet from Tony. Jenna Fischer, a.k.a. Trash Pam, on NBC Sports, on it being her turn to win.
Let me tell you something. This feud has been going on for a long time between us, because when we were shooting the show, the Red Sox and the Cardinals were in the World Series. And Phyllis is from St. Louis, we would be in my trailer cheering for the Cardinals, and he had BJ and Steve Carell in his trailer cheering for the Red Sox, and they swept us in 4, and it is my turn, all right? It is my turn to rub it in his face. So let's go, Blues.
Yeah, but you didn't get that win, so Jim might win because he's a big Boston Bruins fan. That's kind of fun. It's actually been kind of fun. Pam is still trash, though. Now on to the baseball. Let's talk about Eloy Jimenez, who keeps hitting bombs.
In the air, right field. Merrifield driven back, still going at the warning track. Merrifield leaps, and that ball is up and out of here. Another road home run for Eloy Jimenez, out of the reach of Merrifield, and it's 2-0 Sox. A little 74 lumber for you here in the second inning. Took strike one and hits this ball high in the air, deep center field, way, way out of here. That ball was vaporized by Eloy Jimenez. Wow.
It sure was. The White Sox win the game 5-2. They're now 31-33. Mainly because Lucas Giolito is still getting people out at an unbelievable clip.
Now, I know in baseball there's this worry about a lack of balls in play being a little bit more boring, but 10 strikeouts that look like this, somebody who's absolutely using the mound as a carving station, is great fun. He lights up Gore, and it's a new career high for the ultra-confident Californian Lucas Giolito, who struck out the side twice this afternoon. 11 total through 5.
He's been so good. The White Sox win 5-2 on Sunday. Let's move over to the Cubs. The Cubs had a nice weekend for themselves, too. They got to return the favor against the Cardinals. You come on home and get swept.
The pitch, fly ball, left center, playable for either Gonzalez or Almora. Cubs win. Albert Almora made the catch. The Cubs beat the Cardinals in game 1 by a score of 3-1. What a game for Cole Hamels. Chatwood coming back. Bouncing ball right side. This could do it. Picked up by Russell. Throws to Rizzo. Cubs win. The Cubs beat the Cardinals by a score of 9-4. The pitch to Carpenter. Ground ball right side. Pass to diving Rizzo, but taken by Baez, and he throws to Stroke. In time, and the ball game is over. Baez made a great play.
How about that this weekend? Pat Hughes on the call for all of the wins. Cubs win 5-1. They sweep the Cardinals. Kyle Hendricks last night was amazing to watch. 7 innings, 8 hits, 3 strikeouts. I was more impressed with the fact that he was just sawing dudes off, breaking bats, because he's got great location and movement on his pitches. Kyle Schwarber's got a 7-game hit streak. The Cubs are now heading out west, and they all got on cowboy hats and all sorts of other stuff. And Joe Maddon, is loving the way that his team looks right now.
Peter and I were talking about that. It's just one of those things, man. They're good. We're good. Nobody's going away. This division is going to be tight all summer. I like the energy with which we're playing right now. The whole homestand, we were able to recapture our energy now. We go and get two good teams on the road, head west, a little bit of time change, that kind of stuff. So we'll see how we play through that. I just want to see the energy through the whole thing, and I'll take what happens after that because we're playing well.
And Carlos Gonzalez has been good. They get Craig Kimbrell. We'll see how soon he can make his way back north. It's been a pretty good weekend for the Cubs, and now they do head out west. And we'll have Joe on the show tomorrow at noon to talk to him about a whole bunch of topics when it comes to this Cubs team. That is your rundown for Monday, June 10th. I am Lawrence Holmes. This is my show. This segment is being brought to you by Campland RV. Head on over to Campland RV for their 58th anniversary sale. Now through the end of June, find great deals on RVs and campers. Campland RV, RV buying made easy, just a short drive off I-94 in Northwest Indiana. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the Bears 100 celebration. The lines were up and around the block up there in Rosemont. Our buddy Anthony Heron was on the orange carpet. We're going to talk with him about his experience being there with all the Bears greats. Coming up next here on The Score.
Listen to every Cubs game here on 670 The Score.
Hader hits a drive toward right center, deep. Back goes Almora on the track. Almora makes the running catch. Excellent play by Almora. He ran that ball down.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. A radio.com sports station.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by the National Association of Realtors, who will stop at nothing to find you the perfect home. And so, for the first time in 8 years, the Stanley Cup Finals will have a Game 7. The Boston Bruins, who won that Game 7 in Vancouver in 2011, taking on the St. Louis Blues, still looking for their first Stanley Cup victory after Sunday's deflating 5-1 loss in St. Louis. There's no doubting that a Game 7 in any sport is filled with drama, especially Game 7 of the World Series or of the NBA Finals. But Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals has a special kind of tension, because no one knows when the critical moment may come. A bad penalty, a bad call, a fluky bounce of the puck. That's hockey. Sunday night's game turned on a bouncing 60-foot shot from the Bruins' Brandon Carlo that gave Boston a 2-0 lead. No one knows when that moment will come in Game 7. Deep breaths. I'm John Feinstein.
Bungalow.
Lakeshore Recycling Systems is passionate about providing exceptional service to their customers. With over a dozen facilities across Illinois, LRS is the Midwest's largest and fastest growing independent waste processing company. Their goals are simple: deliver the equipment to fit the needs for your business or home with the highest level of customer service. With over 900 dedicated employees, LRS is an award-winning team. Partner with Lakeshore Recycling Systems today and request a quote online at lrsrecycles.com. Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicago's go-to waste solutions provider.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts. Your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you'd want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Father's Day savings at the Home Depot means more meat on the grill for less money on the table. Right now, the exclusive NexGrill 5-Burner Gas Grill is only $169, a $199 value. With 5 burners for more even cooking and enough grilling area for 23 burgers at once, your inner chef is going to want to cook out. Today is the day for doing with the NexGrill 5-Burner Gas Grill, just $169, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you great coverage for less. Combining 90s R&B with State Farm radio ads gets you this jam covered for free.